Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Booker, Alex, Cicinera, Mix 94.7.
A Cleveland mom was arrested this week after her child brought marijuana-infused gummy candies to school and shared them with at least 12 other students. Teachers became suspicious when the school band sounded good.
Live from the Mix 94.7 studios, this is Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Battle of the Bad Tinder Dates.
Let's first meet Kira. Kira is a South Austin native who loves dogs, rabbits, and hedgehogs. She spends 95% of her time on Pinterest and is currently binging cooking shows on Netflix. Kira!
Hey!
Let's hear your bad Tinder date story.
Okay, I was on a date with this guy, and after dinner, we were driving back to my place. And he was either speeding because he was buzzed or because he was trying to show off. Mm-hmm. But he got pulled over by the cops.
Okay.
At first, like, he remained calm and everything, but once the cop went back to run his license and all that, she started freaking out and, like, cussing a lot. And then the cop came back and asked him to step out of the car and arrested him.
For what?
Turns out, like, he had a whole bunch of unpaid parking tickets.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They arrested him, and then they towed his car. It was awful. It was so scary.
What did you do?
Well, like, the cop was really nice to me, and the tow guy was really nice to me, and the tow driver ended up driving me back to my house.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Like, with his car in the back. That's funny.
I had the date with one guy, and I ended up going home with the other.
That's amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I never heard from him again, of course.
And now let's say hi to Allie. Allie is your brown-eyed girl standing at 5'4", originally from Kansas City. She loves cheap happy hours and crime movies, documentaries, and TV shows. Allie!
Hey!
Tell us about your bad Tinder date.
Okay, so I was going on a first date with a guy, and it wasn't like we have great, like, banter, but we went on this date anyway. It was kind of awkward. I walked into the bar, and it took a minute for us to, like, recognize each other, and we weren't, like, chatting too easily, but we both had a few cocktails, and it was going a little bit better, and then he went to the bathroom, and, like, 10 minutes later, I got a text message that said that he wasn't interested in me.
Oh, my gosh.
In the middle of the date?
Wow.
Yeah, he just, like, left the bar, and he left me with a bill, and we were getting, like, top-shelf cocktails, like, high-end. And the bill was, like, $90.
Oh.
We got, like, three drinks each.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So he texts you from the bathroom saying that he wasn't interested and leaves you with the bill.
Yeah, I'm assuming that he texted me that he was in the bathroom from his car or his Uber or
awful.
Something.
But, wow.
You know, I must have really made an impression with that one.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so which one of these ladies had the worst Tinder date? If you like story one, Kira's story about her date getting pulled over and then subsequently arrested, having to get a ride home from the tow truck driver, text one to 51993. If you think Allie had the worst Tinder date story, she met up with a guy at a bar, had a few drinks, and then he disappeared into the bathroom, never to return again, leaving her with the tab. Text two to 51993. We'll have the results coming up next. Battle of the Bad Tinder Dates, a Mix 94.7. It's Battle of the Bad Tinder Dates, so this is really, really good. So here's the date for Kira. She went out with a guy, and he was pulled over and arrested, and she had to get a ride home with the tow truck driver.
Embarrassing.
And then there is Tinder date number two with Allie, who went on a date. She's at the bar. They're not vibing. He leaves to go to the restroom and then calls her and says, hey, or sends her a text. Hey, this just isn't working out. Leaves her with a $90 bill. Which one of these is the worst? We get a lot of votes at 51993.
I mean, it's the closest we've ever had in Battle of the Bad Tinder Dates. It came down to 5 seconds ago with one more vote. It's one vote made the difference in this race. Contestant number one, Kiera, wins by one vote.
That's awesome.
It was worth it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.